Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The Lions lost. I'm sorry. I said Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So week two of the NFL is in the books. The Packers beat the Lions 35-17. We'll have more on this game coming up in a couple of minutes. And I really, in years that I've been doing fantasy football, 30 years since I started now. It's almost a 30-year anniversary when I started. I started like a couple of years out of college. I still remember my first team. I didn't think there was going to be anything that could reset the industry, that could reset excitement in fantasy football. But doing this guillotine league, Michael Fabiano's our celebrity guillotine league that we're doing, in which all you have to do is not have the fewest points in the week, because if you have the fewest points, you're out, your season's over, and all your players go into the player pool. I didn't think there was anything that could jumpstart it. But this is like you and I share like three teams, four teams. This is like the league. I'm like, this is the one I want. This is the only one I care about right now. I want this guillotine league. It's so interesting. It's so different. The strategies and free agents and drafting. And you used up almost all $1,000 of your free agent money last week. And it's like, oh, am I gonna? We're gonna make it through this week. And it's just I can't get over how exciting it is. And then I go back and I look at our other teams. Like, okay, that's fun. It's exciting, but not what the guillotine league is. Because you think about all the star players you could be getting every week and bidding on them. And all you got to do is, even if you have a bad week, just don't have the worst week out of the 16 or 17 owners, and you think, this is great, I'm going to survive and move on. And even if you do get knocked out, it's, you don't have to worry about it anymore, right? That's the other part. If I
well,
get
that's
knocked
it.
Out,
you're
do
done.
I gonna put, yeah, do I got to keep putting a line? I'm 0-6 in fantasy, but I'm doing it the next 7 weeks. I got to worry about putting a lineup in there, and I'm not going anywhere. No, if you're out, you're out, right? You're out. You're done. I'm done. Out of the fan. I'm out. Guillotine league, I'm out. We're done. Oh, okay. That's it. It's over. I mean, it's incredible. I can't. It's like the only fantasy league I want to do right now is a guillotine league.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still in a number of industry things, and you're involved in a few of those that, you know, you have the personal pride, but, you know, your theory testing and they're bigger leagues. Like, gone are the days, it seems, of 10 or 12 team leagues. We're in a bunch of them that are like 14, 16. It's like, I get it. You want to have all your friends in, but now you're making it, a whole other world in terms of trying to set a lineup. And certainly in this guillotine league, when we look at the number of teams you're hoping and wishing, and that's why I'm all in, like a degenerate poker player, right? All right, Michael Scott in that episode of The Office, I'm all in.
Yeah, you
all
do.
Right,
yes,
I'll you call. It's like, no. But look, I didn't want to be one of the the first guy out. Second, the team that did get eliminated in week one had a lot of quality players. I also lost both my starting running backs. Not that anybody cares about my team particularly, but I lost my starting running backs before the season even began. So now you're in an act of desperation. Fortunately, Tony Pollard, just like he was last year, is the better running back in Dallas. So I think I've got a diamond in the rough there that I already had on the roster. But otherwise, it was, all right, let's push in and play a little defense as well, because then those guys aren't coming up in teams to beat me. Now, eventually, I'm probably going to go die a terrible death in this league, but at least for the first 2 weeks, I survive in advance. You've got Mr. Unlimited, and you're stacked with DK Metcalf, so you're feeling pretty good. This week, Bob's going home, and, well, Bob doesn't have a lot of top-notch players, unfortunately, that folks are going to try to vulture. So, you know, I'm not going to get the equalizer of suddenly everybody spending their money, because the poor guy had a couple of dudes that were on IR. I don't think anybody's really going to go spend money on Tariq Cohen or Traquan Smith or Curtis Samuel. It's going to cost them $5 to get him, as opposed to the big bets I had to place to go get a Josh Allen or, you know, the guy that was good for a half, Elijah Mitchell.
He had 30 good minutes of football. I got to bid $300 on him.
Yeah, what happened to him? He's got one shoulder now.
Oh boy, I'll tell you. I mean it. But it's just
fun,
so incredibly exciting, man. I can't even tell you.
And I'll tell you, our buddy Paul Charchian, who I've known forever out of Minnesota, works with Paul Allen on KFAN and does a lot for the industry, has been on the board of directors for the Fantasy Association for probably half his life. Like, this is his brainchild. And anytime we bring it up on air or you reference it in a tweet, he's talked about just the love that goes through. So just to push that out there, you know, there are folks trying to continue to entertain you in addition to our nightly gymnastics with words and stuff here on Fox Sports Radio. So good to see friends that help push this along and give you another avenue by which to pull your hair out.
So there's positivity there for you. And now here's some more positivity that is sort of disguised as desperation. And in the words of our intrepid producer, Justin Frostberg, desperation is a stinky cologne.
Desperation is a stinky cologne.
Well, it's like Frostberg is there pushing the buttons. So today we had not one but two teams decide to say, you know, we're 0-2 now. We need to make sure our fans know that we're still trying. So after falling to 0-2, they lost to the Texans week one. They lost to the Broncos yesterday. Trevor Lawrence has not looked good in either of his two games. Urban Meyer, who wants everybody to know that, boy, I'm really not ready for the pro game, decided to put out a message on social media about how hard the Jaguars were working. This was put up by the team with a tag to Urban Meyer. Like, the Jaguars Twitter page went up with this, and this is a quote from Urban Meyer directly. Hang in there with us. We're going to get better. The only thing about Jacksonville and the 904, like he's been there more than 5 minutes, the 904. The only thing about Jacksonville and the 904, go to sleep knowing that there's not going to be any group working harder to get this thing flipped. Oh, that's good, because I thought nobody in the NFL was working hard.
Isn't that what Tebow said in his famous speech all those
nobody's
years
gonna
ago?
Nobody's going to work harder. Yes, nobody's going to work harder. I'm going to bring you this championship after that big loss. I mean, I read that and I go, this is another coach who is continually wants to show us that he's not cut out for the pro game. I had great hopes for him, right? That he was going to come in. He's won everywhere. He's going to do it. And now it's like he can't have 5 minutes of doing something where, okay, I get it, and he's on his way back. All the reports all summer about how he's not getting along with his coaches and he's threatening their jobs and he wouldn't make Trevor Lawrence a starting quarterback and the Tebow thing and all of this, right? Everything going on. And then he puts out the message, hang in there with us. We're going to get better. All right, now, I get that Jaguars fans are frustrated, but this is Urban Meyer going, I've never lost two games in a row in my life. Let me make sure fans know that hey, stay behind us. What does that even mean? Dude, you got 15. This is not where, hey, we lost our first two out-of-conference games because we had to play at Washington and Alabama in the kickoff game. Now we're getting into the Big Ten schedule where we're going to rack up wins, so stay with that. You got 15 games left, man. This is the NFL. What do you mean putting out a hang in there with us? We're going to get better. Oh. Okay, now I feel a lot better, right? Every fan is saying, oh, hey, Urban said hang in there with us. All right, so now, you know what? I don't feel as angry as I used to because Urban actually says we're working hard because, you know, because I thought for a while they weren't working hard, right? Like, they would all roll in to practice at like 12:30, you know, right after lunch. They'd hang out for a couple of hours, make phone calls, do some interviews, take off at like 3:30 or 4. Maybe they practice, maybe they don't. Oh, no. They're working hard. This is the NFL. Everybody works hard. You're supposed to work hard, right? And the issue is, this is the message that he feels he has to get out, right? Again, another instance that the pro game is too much for him. And there's nothing that I've seen so far that tells me he's on the cusp of turning it around and saying, okay, let's get going here. Now I kind of got it, right? It was rocky for a while, but now I'm getting it, and okay, now we're going to go here. I mean, instead he's worried about, let's put out a message to the fans and let some people know we're working hard. What? What in what world do you think this is going to help things? Why is this what you are bent on? Hey, let's make sure we get this message out, right? And then the Falcons do it a couple hours later. Yeah. Hey, we got 15 games left. Don't worry about it. It's like, whoa, I understand from teams, because look, it's easy to unplug from teams now, right? It's much more easier than it's ever been in the NFL to unplug from teams, right? Jets fans, hey, Zach Wilson's the future. You know what? Everything is the same. We're losing to the Patriots. We're getting drilled. Nothing has changed. It's easy to unplug and say, I'm going to go watch something else. My interest in the team is going to be somewhere else, or I'm going to call for people to get fired. Oh, I understand. I get that whole overall don't cut bait on us, right? Because we all want to keep our jobs and want to keep things going. But to say, hey, don't worry, there's a lot of time left. Everybody knows how many games there are in the NFL season. The NFL's not a new thing where, oh, there's 17 games. Oh, I thought there was only like 10. I didn't know. I thought they played like 10. Like, you know, you play once a week. Well, how long's the season going to be? Like 3 months? I thought, oh, it's 17 games. Really, what passes for what team's message they need to get out, it tells me, you know, how much you are equipped to handle the task at hand. And the fact that these are two franchises now, look, the Falcons have a new head coach and they're trying to figure things out with a veteran team that should be a little bit better than they were, because you have a pretty good quarterback, you got a couple of pretty good wide receivers, you have a superstar tight end, and you're not playing well. But the fact that the messages you feel like you have to get out there, are you really up for the task at hand? But especially Urban Meyer, because he's the one that put this out, right? The Falcons, this was their social media team saying, hey, let's do it. All right, probably not the greatest thing. You look like you're just stealing from what the Jaguars did. Why are you
just having fun, right?
Yeah. Right. But you're Urban Meyer, and you feel like you got to get this out there? Again, another day where I go, okay, another bit of evidence. Urban Meyer doesn't have what it takes. This is why I say he's going to leave before the end of the season in Jacksonville, right? 1 week with Urban Meyer is like 6 months with everybody else because of all the stuff that goes along with it, right? Great head coach. You question a lot of the moves he made, question a lot of things he's done personally, question a lot of things he's done professionally, questioning everything here with the Jaguars, right? So this is why my money's still on him leaving before the end of the season, because he could hang on till the end, and at the end of the year say, hey, you know what? I met with Shad Khan. It didn't work out. I'm going to go one way. He's going to go the other way. No, because that would be a failure. And Urban Meyer is not going to admit to being a failure, right? Because that's what it is. It would be he failed, and then it's going to be sitting around doing TV for a year before he would get back into coaching somewhere. He's never done that. He's always been the guy to leave before. He's always been the guy to say, I call things and I do it my way. If he waits till the end to leave, it looks like he's getting fired and he's not getting a college job, because they're going to fill it before they wait until the beginning of January. So this is why he's going to be the one to say, it's not working. Week 12, week 13, I'm going to leave. You know, interim coach, let's do it now while they can get to it. I couldn't do it. I'm excited to now be the new head coach at LSU or the new head coach at wherever it is. I'm excited to be there and go. Or he can say, I'm leaving and I'll have a new announcement shortly. And then when he is the new head coach, either at LSU or Miami or Florida State or somewhere like that, wherever he winds up going, then you can say, well, that was the move all along. I was leaving and then I'm going to be the head coach here. So when I do at the beginning of December, when I'm on everybody's radar screen, then I can do the interviews and I can get hired. I mean it. He's the latter day Bobby Petrino. He's seeing stuff like this. It tells me that this is the middle of September. And can you really see him sticking out all the way to the end of December? I can't see it.
How much of this, God, saying we need to have a message out there? You know, everybody else uses social media. We need to do this to rally our people. What's this do? Nothing. It makes you a laughing stock. And just because they ascribe Urban's name to it, I got to imagine there's something in the contract that unless he, you know, they put something profane to his name, he had nothing to do with this. This might have been the green stamp by the secretary in the coach's office with really not a whole lot more consideration of that, knowing that it's probably going to look dumb. It's definitely going to look dumb to most of us, but you're trying to rally your folks, say, hey, work in progress. Because really, as I brought up before, you know, the touchdown strike earlier, it's like, oh, there's the Trevor Lawrence we know. It's like, yeah, it was a fleeting moment. That's great. And every team except for the Falcons has had them at this point. No, really. Even the Jaguars with that touchdown pass from Trevor Lawrence, at least for a moment, it's like, all right, the big bad Denver Broncos came in, 6-point favorites to our house, and where I have that evaporated really quickly. And that was really the last play we saw of any consequence from the Jaguars offense. So, but every other team has had a moment, right? Even your Zach Wilson-led Jets in week one had a moment Week two, not so much. But no, we go all the way through and recognizing that it is a marathon. But, you know, you're also trying to make sure folks that might be looking to go do something else around Florida, theme parks, beaches, sitting at home, watching whatever reality television show they like that isn't the NFL, that they still are in the mix for your entertainment dollar. And I think that's you're trying to make the play, and you end up looking desperate. How about just going and talking, put up a video that you're talking to folks about what was good, what you saw on tape, whatever. I mean, some of that you're going to do in your press conferences, but you know, you put out and let the social media team get activated. Yeah, some of them are good and snarky, and then sometimes there's just don't hit send, right? Herm Edwards showing up on the show again. Do not hit send.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, or the amount of fantasy points Aaron Jones had tonight. They're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution in America's number one battery destination. So there you go, Urban Meyer. I'm telling you, tick, 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 tick. LSU, tick, 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 tick. Florida State, tick, 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 tick. Miami, tick, 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 tick. Coming up next, we have a story out of Monday Night Football that you're going to have to hear to believe. And it's got to do with a guy I just mentioned a couple of seconds ago, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, it is The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yes, sir. We're
going to hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up in a few minutes following the big Packers victory tonight over the Lions. But clearly, look, as big a night as he had, Aaron Jones had a huge night, especially fantasy-wise. And, you know, look, everybody is either doing backflips now because Aaron Jones brought me a win, or I was going against Aaron Jones in fantasy. I went against him against Fabiano in one of our leagues, and I was up by, like, 22. And, like, midway through the game, I said, I have no shot to win. I have no shot to win. All right. He runs for 67 yards and a touchdown. He catches six passes. Three of them go for touchdowns. And it was that kind of night from Aaron Jones. Look, the glasses have full part for the Packers is that while I'm not believing in the Packers right now, right, as far as coming back, I'm kind of tapped the brakes on Green Bay. Yes, they won tonight, and that was a big thing because to go to 0-2 losing at home to the Lions, I mean, that's something that you just cannot have, right? You just cannot have that. And that's where it would be, let's trade Aaron Rodgers now if it's going to be like that. The thing is though, if this is the Aaron Jones you're going to get and he's going to stay healthy, that's going to make everything the Packers do so much better. I mean, look, we already know that the guy is really talented, and he didn't really get a chance to dent anything in week one because they got behind big and they had to throw the ball all day. But this is the kind of guy he is. He's not gonna be someone who runs for 175 yards a week. He's not gonna be Derrick Henry. He's not also gonna catch eight passes a week for 100 yards. But he's gonna be someone who runs for 60 to 70 yards, catches about 50 yards in passes, and he's the key to this team. Right, I remember 2 years ago saying the success of the Packers is not so much on Aaron Rodgers as it is on Aaron Jones. They are Aaron Jones driven. When he plays well, they can match up against anybody because of when you combine that with what Rodgers can do getting downfield, they have that running game finally because the Packers have always had just guys, you know, rushing the football for the most part. He's the big difference. And games like tonight, I mean, he's it. Right, look, Rodgers had a bit. Yes, Rod, we expect it. But this is Aaron Jones. When he's the key to the team. If he's somebody that can play like this and be consistent, because there's still too many games he has where, boy, Aaron Jones 1 week is 70 yards rushing, 50 yards receiving, and two or three touchdowns. And other weeks it's, you know, 8 rushes for 17 yards and he catches 2 passes, right? You can't live like that in the NFL. You have to be, especially as a running back, you have to be consistent. I mean, he's really that key to everything they do. When he plays like this, they can beat anybody. He doesn't always have to play like this, though. He's got to at least be that kind of threat, and that's been the thing for him for his career so far. You know, they gave him money and they brought him back, and he's going to be the guy, okay. But if they're going to do anything, it's really going to be Aaron Jones driven the rest of the season.
Yeah, as it's structured, he's got 2 years on the deal, and then there's an out, and obviously you add it up to the other players between Rodgers' deal, right? Because he's got one more on the books, and then we can fight about whether he's still there next year or not. The I don't like it, or whatever, the clause that everybody wants to claim is there. But also Devontae Adams, that you're still trying to figure out what his deal will be in, whether he re-ups or is he franchise tagged, etc. But when we get down to it, I mean, that's it. It's the three musketeers. Everything else is a bonus. Tonyan down the middle can either be a big target or he can be non-existent. Tonight he catches the touchdown. Last week, not so much. You know, so as you go and as the defense opens up, and it's going to be the running backs, you would expect it more of A.J. Dillon. I think folks did coming into this year, and I think I'm with you. Not that he eclipses the Aaron Rodgers ability to just wing the ball around the yard, but when it comes down to setting balance and keeping your linebackers honest, right, and creating those passing lanes for Rodgers, and as we talked about a little earlier and breaking down this week 2 game, you're still trying to figure out who else beyond the quartet that we mentioned will actually be factors, right? Because you had targets for MVS and Randall Cobb had 3 catches for 26 yards, because you know you got to have Randall Cobb back, because that's going to make everybody happy and everything better. But you need to find that other weapon as you get deeper into the season. But like we joked about with the Jaguars and the Falcons, a lot of season left. A lot of guys can emerge. A lot of guys will get cut from other teams, and maybe, you know, they get a cup of coffee here. You'll have injuries and stuff to overcome. But for the moment, other than, you know, the poison pen of the media and some anxious fans, you're now back to 1-1. All's right with the world with 15 games to go. And Aaron Jones as a runner and receiver is a top 5 guy when everything's right. So keep the offensive line healthy. They'll get Bakhtiari back eventually, and that'll help bolster things as well, right? We got to take everything as a total and remember how long a season truly is, even though it's a blink of an eye for you and I, especially in those guillotine leagues. But when we get down to brass tacks, I mean, you got a long way to navigate, and Dylan's going to have a role in this squad eventually, especially as the weather turns. But for now, enjoy the Aaron Jones touches, particularly if it brought you a victory tonight. And if it brought you a loss, then, sorry.
And, you know, and this is the part, the drama and stuff with Aaron Rodgers didn't end after the game. You know, if you watch the game, you saw a couple of times when he scored his one, I think it was his 3rd touchdown, he runs up to the camera and he shows this necklace that he's wearing. It's got a football-shaped pendant on it, and he shows a necklace to everybody. All right, no, he's wearing a necklace. You want to show it for some reason. Well, we find out why after the game. The pendant he had, the necklace he had his late father's ashes in it. And, you know, he scored 4 touchdowns tonight. It was a great thing. He wanted to show honor to his dad, and he shows the necklace, and it fell off in the end zone. And as recently as less than an hour ago, the grounds crew and people are out there looking for it in the end zone. The one thing that he was told is that, hey, if you lose it anywhere, lose it in the end zone. So they're trying to find his pendant, and here he is talking about it following the game.
I have a chain with a football, and his ashes are in it. I scored, and it fell off in the end zone. So I'll go look for it, but I know he's happy. He'd be happy. He was like, if you lose it anywhere, lose it in the end zone. So.
You haven't found it?
I have it. The grounds crew was looking for it, though.
Hopefully, you know, you got to call some people in who tried to look for Javi Baez's earrings in New York, although we don't know.
No, that's right.
You know, and you have them come over here and see if they can find it. You know, maybe Sandy Alderson can get on a plane and come out and help you look for that, because he was on the field for a while looking for Javi Baez's earrings.
I forget. Did we ever get resolution of that?
No, they were looking for it, and it just, that story just kind of went away. So either
kind of disappeared.
You know, somebody pocketed it, or they couldn't find it.
Someone absconded with them. That's dirty pool, man.
No, couldn't find him, man. Hey, look at this. Purdue brand new earrings that say Javi on them are on eBay. No, they couldn't be the same ones, could they? No, not at all.
If you're going to go buy ice, people, that's the reminder. Yeah. It's got to be something unique, your own design, because that way, if it ends up on the secondary market, you know, it can be traced back to you. Otherwise, you know, it's just a nice diamond cut. See ya.
Yeah. That's all it is. So right now, all we know, as far as a little while ago, they are still out looking for the necklace. 30 minutes ago, Lily Zhao, who is a reporter, Fox 6 sports reporter, saying 35 minutes ago, they are still waiting for this necklace to be found in the end zone. And so now it's like, okay, the lights are on and there's people walking around. It could be anywhere. Well, where was he in the end zone? The guy had 4 touchdowns. He could have been anywhere. He was here.
He's like Roy Kent. He's here.
He's there. He was everywhere. Right? So he could be at, just look through the entire end zone and try to find this pendant with the ashes on it. And I hope they find it. You know, it's a cool thing. I think if one thing we're learning in the last few weeks in professional sports is that if you're going to have things and wear them around your neck or in your ears and they're valuable, you got to make sure they stay in, man. You got to make sure this is on something really strong so it doesn't come off, because trying to find stuff on a field like that, forget it.
It's a contact sport.
I know.
And we know guys are clutching and grabbing it. Yes. You know, we've seen guys get their hair pulled, all these other things. They get an idea that there's a necklace on you, they're going to snatch it.
Yeah.
There's going to be a problem.
Mm. But still, a huge night for Aaron Jones, really. You think about how good Aaron Rodgers is. Their success, they are Aaron Jones.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
We got a little bit of Aaron Rodgers right here. A couple of minutes of him talking. He just finished talking to the media a few moments ago. Here's Aaron Rodgers, big 4-touchdown night by him. Packers, are things okay? Well, let's hear from Aaron.
But no, I don't think I went in the game thinking I was going to hit him on more than 1 touchdown pass.
Aaron, do you remember your reaction when you guys extended him this offseason?
My reaction?
When you guys extended Aaron Jones,
Not my exact reaction, no.
Were you surprised?
Surprised? No. I mean, I know they were working on a deal last year during the season, so I figured something was going to get done. Yeah.
Aaron, at what point tonight did this feel like the offense you guys want to be, and what got you there?
I mean, I don't even know if that was the prevailing feeling. I think another disjointed game. You know, with the possessions in the first half, basically 3 possessions, we scored on 2 of them. So that's back-to-back games of kind of some weird halves for us. But fortunately, we got in the end zone, you know, as opposed to last week just getting 3. But I think we got into a flow in the second half. Sometimes it just takes one play. I think the throw over the top to Devontae kind of got us going. And, you know, throw to Bobby. You know, was a timely one as well.
How important? For sure, because after, I mean, from 7 stories up, that deep ball down the right side to Devontae in tight coverage, and then the touchdown in tight coverage to Bobby, it seemed like the next couple of series, that secondary backed up. I mean, can that have that effect?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they backed up. I mean, they were hurting. They had some injuries. They had some young guys playing. But we just tried to get the ball to Devontae at certain times. I missed Marquez a couple times when I had him. He had a nice job inside of release, and I missed him on the goal line. I missed him 3 times, so they could have 3 touchdowns. So, disappointed about that. But you know, we had a couple of nice screens to Bobby, and Devontae did his thing, made some amazing catches. And
All right, so there's Aaron Rodgers a little bit. No, I don't know about extending Aaron Jones. No, about extend. I don't know anything. I don't remember what I thought. I don't remember. What kind of answer is that? Hey, I was excited to have the guy, man. It's great. No, I don't remember what I thought. You really? You don't remember?
He got money. I didn't. I'm really mad.
I don't remember. You can't say you're excited for the guy. Hey, I'm glad he's here. I mean, he's the guy that's going to either help you win or you're going to have a horrendous season and you're going to wind up having to be playing quarterback for the Giants next year. So really, it was so shocking. No, I don't remember. I don't remember. Do you remember being happy? I don't know. I don't remember.
I was hanging out with Miles Teller before he got called back for reshoots once again on Top Gun 2. I don't remember. I was in the islands, man. When that went down, I went, okay, cool. And I went and I jumped off another cliff. I don't know.
I don't believe they ever shot the movie. I don't think there's a Top Gun 2. It's going to keep getting postponed and postponed until people just forget about it. I don't think there's even a movie.
Teller went on Twitter. It's like when they announced the latest delay. He goes, I swear we shot a movie. I promise you we did.
No, we did everything. It's great. No, I think there's just a trailer. I think it was just used with all sorts of CGI, like when they shoot the scenes for the crowds in Ted Lasso. Oh, it's like a 50,000-seat stadium. No, there's the same 10 people cheering over and over again. Oh, that's how we shot it. That's what it was. Aaron Rodgers still. I'm just going to say what I want to say. Can you say a nice thing about Aaron? Yeah, if I feel like it, I can. I guess I can. He actually got a little bit saltier. During the press conference. We're cutting that up. We're going to hear from that coming up in a few minutes here on Fox Sports Radio. We got more on this game. But straight ahead, clearly what is the biggest clown show of the week in the NFL, and it's not the Jets. Go ahead, Teicher, play the Cleveland thing.
Cleveland!
It's not Cleveland. No, wait till we tell you what the biggest clown show is. Somebody on this show is not going to be happy. But it's true.
I'm very excited about it.
Right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. We got some stuff from Aaron Rodgers coming your way in a little bit less than 15 minutes, but you want the biggest clown show of the day? The Jets? No, it's not the Jets. No. I got more on the Jets. Don't worry. No, it's not. It is your, and I say your, I mean Mike Harmon's, Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. A day after Andy Dalton's injury really ushers in what should have ushered in the beginning of the Justin Fields era, the Bears decide, hey, that's too simple for us. We really want to screw around with it on Monday. So Matt Nagy, Bears head coach, is doing his weekly press conference, and he's asked about the quarterback, because that's all anybody wants to know about. When is Justin Fields taking over? Is Andy Dalton still bad? But now it seems like, okay, what's the deal? And Matt Nagy got the quarterback question. He answered in a way that I don't quite know I've heard anybody answer like this before. Take a listen.
If Andy's healthy, is he your starter?
If Andy is healthy, is he your starter? That's something that I'm not going to get into with scheme.
That's not scheme.
Of course it is. That's 100% scheme, Brad. That's 100% scheme.
It's scheme to know that your starting quarterback, who was your starting quarterback, might not be your starting quarterback. You know what? First of all, it didn't hit me till just now how much he sounds like Billy Crudup. A little bit, like when I hear him talk, he sounds a lot. Because the morning show season 2 just came back, and I just watched the first one. And Billy Crudup is fantastic in this, right? Like, it's his best role since Russell Hammond, which is his role of a lifetime. And I'm like, oh, he kind of gives me a little bit of Billy Crudup. But so here's the question.
I could see Matt Nagy also saying, I'm a golden god. So it works.
I am a golden god. Jump into that pool, and we're firing you. So you're thinking now, okay, all off season long and all beginning of the season long, it's Andy Dalton's our guy. Now it's a little bit of, oh, that's a scheme thing. Okay, so maybe this is finally, hey, we're opening the door to put Justin Fields out there, which is what the Bears should have been doing from the beginning. But for some reason, they're beholden to Andy Dalton, who's got a hold over the team, like he's going to walk into Matt Nagy's office and say, you promised me I could be the quarterback, and now you're going back on your promise. Like he's going to sue the Bears, and the Bears are going to lose so much money. I'll sue you if you go back on your promise. So you're thinking, okay, maybe this is finally it. Justin Fields needs to play. He's going to be there. No, no, no. The Bears make sure to put out a statement after that back and forth saying, Andy Dalton, when he is healthy, he is our quarterback. Okay. You know what? Look, sometimes you got to just pick a lane and stay in it. Now, I can disagree and sit here and say, you know what? Justin Fields is not a guy who's going to get better by watching, right? They're going to have to redo the offense completely around his skill set, which is much different from Andy Dalton's. Why are you waiting on this? It's not like just him sitting around and learning the playbook is going to help, because he's going to be running different plays and doing different things. He's got to get out there and do it, and the team has to figure it out around it. He's not an Aaron Rodgers who can sit for a season and then jump in and be the guy. He's coming in, and the offense needs to be different. He needs to play. He needs to make his mistakes, and you need to build the team around him. But for some reason, the Bears don't want to do that. They don't want to do it. No, 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 no. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. Okay, I could disagree with that. And I look, Justin Fields, I've told you for the longest time, he should be the guy. But now here are the Bears. They go from Andy's our guy to I'm not going to tell you to, oh, we want to reaffirm he's our quarterback. Like, just what are they doing in Chicago? It's like we have a plan, but now we're going to differentiate from it. Now we're going to get back to it. I wonder if they're not fighting a whole thing in the building about, you know, there's people who want Andy Dalton and people who want Justin Fields, and there's a big loggerhead right now going up as to who wants who a quarterback, because that's the only thing that makes sense in a situation that doesn't make sense, because none of this with the Bears makes sense.
Yeah, I think I've been on QB1, and it's not because I think he's some world beater, but he's a known commodity, and you have made the playoffs 2 out of 3 years. You can hate the way the season has gone and many of the decisions made by Nagy, but they've been solid. Now, the defense has issues in the secondary, as evidenced by the clown show on the Jamar Chase touchdown pass, where two guys run into each other like it's a bad football comedy movie. But you look at it, and Andy Dalton's moved the football. Did it against the Rams. David Montgomery's been fantastic, was moving the ball as well. And what did he get hurt on? A 14-yard scramble, which is, you know, the thing that's supposed to be in the playbook for Justin Fields. So, and even when asked on the sideline, Laura Oakman on the Fox broadcast reported, he said, I'm fine. And he was shrugging like he was expecting to go back into the game and then didn't. So Justin Fields comes in, and as you would expect, some highs, some lows. If Allen Robinson catches a short touchdown pass that went through the breadbasket, maybe it's a completely different narrative, and Matt Nagy now can stand resolute and say, all right, it's time. Instead, you eke out a victory. They did their best to gack it away, as they often do. But they walked away with a win. And now you have this next situation, right, where it's the same question. The next week, the mealy-mouthed answer to Brad Biggs talking about scheme. It's like the only thing that anybody would be scheming more is, all right, Justin is going to be more mobile to the edges. But again, you'd seen some of that with Andy Dalton. You'd seen that with Mitchell Trubisky before him. So it's not exactly new things on tape against a Chicago Bears team. With Fields, to your point, yeah, eventually you're just going to hand the reins over and see what he can do. But if my understanding is they've already gotten that extra year added on their contract, so it's not that even though he's a 4-1 favorite for the first coach to be fired, the Bears usually don't like to give away money like that. So I don't think he would be going anywhere, which means he's safe in leaving Justin Fields as the quote-unquote chess piece, which was his quote the other day, where he opened it up and basically equated Justin Fields to Taysom Hill. Nice job, Nagy.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. I mean, the more time that goes on, there's certain franchises I go, I don't get what they're trying to do, and I don't think they know what they're trying to do. I don't think the Bears know what they want to do. Do we want to play Andy Dalton? Do we want to play Justin Fields? You draft a guy, and you get him ready. And when it's time, whether it's via injury or something else, he plays. That's how it works in the NFL.
I think it goes back to what Miami did last year. You're kind of in no man's land. Can you win, or do you need to turn it over to the new guy?
877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Straight ahead, Aaron Rodgers speaks, and Aaron Rodgers had to be bleeped out a little bit because he was so fired up over some things that were asked. You'll hear it coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.